I hope that's okay. Let's start with a little music. You know how I like to do sometime. When Tommy's not around, I can get into all sorts of stuff. I'm feeling a little hype lately. Let's listen to a little Busy Signal.
Me love it when she bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. Hey, girl want fi bubble to the drum and the bass. She a wind up the waist and a mash up the place. Time can't replace, and me love how she race, and she a fuck me, she a cute in her face. Yeah. Set the pace, girl, you take the place, and you're hotter than your eyeball spray with me. Come close, make me whisper in your ears, got me tell you this disgusting case.
Me love it when she comes it, comes it, comes it. She bubble it again, comes it, comes it, comes it. She bubble it again, comes it, comes it, comes it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, eh.
Every hot gal walk up and the one ya broke out me gal when you hear this a song ya. Sexiness plus you hotter than a sauna. Everybody sit down to Stevie Wonder. Squeeze me gal when it cold keep me warmer. Enjoy yourself full of joy and no drama. Yes me gal when your wrist keep me stronger. That mean me loving you feel longer.
Me love it when she bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce it, bounce it. She bubble it again, bounce it, bounce, bounce it, bounce, bounce it.
A little Alkaline, little throwback.
Flexing, flexing, come from the western. Tell him stop texting, texting, troubling you. I'm flies on the pesting. Interesting, money off a double power spending. Stepped in, bowling like the 10 pin. Groovy, movie high spending. Painting name Madison, but I want the bread. Da da da. Paranoid, I got to pat it down. I mean the man like Zaga's out. I said I mean the man like Zaga's out. Zaga's out, yeah.
Texting, 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 juggling me all over your phone all night. It's your love, you're juggling, he don't know that you've been on mine. I'm the only man you wanted, I can follow where your heart is. All night till the morning, na 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 na. We got about 3 hours, leave your phone alone. Keep it guessing what goes down when we be all alone.
On phone light every time we go live on stage, that's the way we live. But no texting, matter of fact, no phones allowed from your coming on me grave. Me up to the chase and go straight to the base. Kiss up on your neck and me and give you some kiss. We can have a party, baby, we can have a party. Make you blow the candles and then you make your wishes. Know you want your man, but guess what's something off it, babe. We can work it out as best as possible, you did. We can have a party, anything you want for calling.
texting, 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 juggling me all over your phone all night. It's your love, you're juggling me, don't know that you've been all mine. I'm the only man you want, I can follow where your heart is. All night till the morning, na 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 na. We got about 3 hours, leave your phone alone. He be guessing what goes down when we be all alone.
He's been calling your phone, he doesn't know that you're mine. Now I'm all in your home, cause he never gave you no time. I swear, alone all night. Why he be on the phone all night? Too bad she don't want you, no. Oh, me, why you mad? I gone through her. Still banging off a phone like a loser. When you should be banging on the roads with a shooter. I let him know that I got her on a G-ting. Texting, texting her while we're sexing, sexing.
Texting, texting, texting. Juggling me all over your phone all night. It's your love, you're juggling me. Don't know that you've been on mine. I'm the only man you want. I can follow where your heart is. All night till the morning, na 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 na. We got about 3 hours, leave your phone alone. He be guessing what goes down, then we be all alone. We got about 3 hours, leave your phone alone. He be guessing what goes down, then we be all alone.
And that was Alkaline with Textin. Well, actually, it was Western featuring Alkaline. Let me correct myself. I remember that song so well when it came out. I love that song. And the mix of having a British guy in there, it sounded good. It still sounds good. Love a good classic reggae tune. Anyway, you're listening to WGXC's 90.7 FM. It is a Thursday afternoon show. You know who it is. It's your girl, Cela G. So it's hump day for me. This is a pre-recorded show. Unfortunately, tomorrow I have to go to the dentist. Oh, the next time you see your girl, she might have some grills. No, I'm definitely going to have something. I don't know. But anyway, health is wealth, y'all. And it sometimes comes at a sacrifice. So, you know, I got this new job I'm doing. And in some ways, I kind of took a pay cut, not because of the salary, but more like because of the way things shake up. Like when you give your time to a W-2, which, you know, it's something that I never really thought about, but it's real. When you give yourself and your time to a W-2, you're exchanging that time for pay. And sometimes that never equates out. So me being the serial entrepreneur that I am, have now had to pivot and like look at like all the things that I have been doing on the side and have realized that some of those things won't be able to serve me in this new role. But you know what? That's okay. Because when things change up, that means that you're opening door for other opportunities. And we had a really good team meeting today, and they talked some more about the things that we'll be doing and the things that we're learning. And, you know, it's just, I'm just grateful to be able to learn something new, to be doing something new, to meet new people that's really good and really like me, like me that's nosy and, you know, want to get into other things. And, you know, the range of people that came into the door with me is so fascinating. Like to see that people as young as 21, all the way up to people that are retired already and are coming back because they're like, yo, I'm home. And what I'm doing, I'm doing nothing. So I might as well come here and do something that I like to do, you know, like do something fun. So it's a vibe. We get together and we have a little bit of fun while at work, which is like crazy. And it's allowed. You know, like even the managers are like, yo, do whatever y'all got to do. Just make it work. I love that. So even though your girl is missing a little bit, not being in town sometimes, not being around sometimes, I'm telling you that I'm okay. And I do miss the full-time slot. But right now, Tommy D's not even there. So I kind of feel like it's a little hybrid. It's a little different right now, which is good. Change is good. Right now, I'm walking around the house as I'm looking. Yo, this move, I'm telling y'all, whoever's moving, heed my words. If you're moving and you're trying to figure out how you're going to move, I'm saying to you, get movers. Get people that know how to do this stuff professionally. Do not rely on friends and family because the burden is heavy. And unless you got a little bit of stuff, if you got one room of stuff, you got it. You're going to make it happen. But if you don't have one room of stuff and like me, 18 years of stuff and all the kids that's come through the house, it is not easy. Come on, y'all. You know this little 7-year-old is trying me. Carmen Lucia, it's time to come in. You got homework. I didn't ask you. I'm telling you it's time to come in. Say bye to the friends. Belly, go to mama. Y'all hearing it live. Parenting 101. Yeah. Gotta love neighbors. Yeah, so I'm mixing it up a little bit and I'm learning something new. And like I said, your girl's good. I haven't talked to Tommy D or seen him, but shout out to Tommy D because he's always checking in on me. And shout out to Dot Heil who's keeping him in line. Because, you know, I'm usually the one that's doing that. But, you know, Dot's home now, so I'm a little lighter. Again, I'm a little lighter. One minute, y'all. So shout out to all the vets out there. And yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate your service and your dedication and your sacrifice, even when you didn't know what you were getting into, why you were doing it. Even if that becomes later a regret or a burden you have to bear the rest of your life, a cross, so to speak. Yeah, but, you know, Memorial Day in this country is interesting because you have a group of people that suffered and sacrificed, and then you have a bunch of people who recognize it, and you have other people who don't recognize it, and you have other people who are like, I just want a barbecue. We got a little bit of everything in there. Hopefully, it was a good turnout. Hopefully, you guys got out yesterday on May 20th and voted. If you lived in the Hudson City School District, there was a vote yesterday for the budget, for a few things that the school district needed, as well as for three empty, vacant, renewing seats at the school board, which, you know, I previously was one of. I would say for anybody who's out there who's got children or doesn't and is very aware of all that has to happen in a school district, if you're not aware, actually, the best thing is to not be aware. What is the word that you're supposed to do? What you're supposed to do? Tell me, say it to the radio what mom told you to do when you need something.
Ask for help.
Do you do this every day? Do you ask for help every day?
Yes.
Did you ask for help just now?
No.
You're going to go drink this water and you're going to go upstairs and you're going to do a little bit of, you're going to do a little bit of reading. That's what you need to do. Okay. I would say on the back of what I just said to Carmen Lucia, that is the biggest way I can think of to move forward in life is to ask for help. There was a time where I would never have asked for help. I would have sacrificed, suffered. I would have possibly even lost things because I didn't know the value of asking for help. I didn't know the value of realizing that there are people out there that actively want to help. Now it ain't everything and it ain't everybody you can ask. But if you know who to ask, if you know how to ask, if you know what you need, because, you know, that's all another thing that's got to be in your toolkit, too. You got to be able to know how to ask, know what to ask for, know when to ask it, and know who to ask it of, right? It's a lot. But anything that's going to be able to give you a leg up is a lot of pieces to it, a lot of moving parts. So, yeah, there's that. You want to hear something interesting, guys? I just found out that the new pope that got put into, I don't even know what to call it, I don't even know what to call it, really, because I'm not a Catholic. But that he's actually a black person. That he is a, I want to say, quadroon. What was that? Quarter black or something like that? I don't really know those terms that well. I know his people are from New Orleans some sort of way. And, you know, New Orleans was full of a lot of mixing and things. And I guess there was a point in time where his family was also passing, which, as you know, came up for me. I saw that and noticed that from reading a book. It was a great book. I tell you about the book, and then I watched the movie with Anthony Hopkins. What was the name of that movie? I'm going to bring it up right now for you. I said Anthony Hopkins. Go get a book to read once you finish drinking that water. And it was about a professor who thought he was white. I don't know if he I can't remember, but I don't remember if he thought he was white or if he, and shout out to Sir Anthony Philip Hopkins. He's 87, y'all. Wow. One of my favorite actors, actually. He did Hannibal. He did Silence of the Lambs. Amazing, amazing work. But yeah, he was in a movie that was about a professor who, in actuality, was passing as white or didn't know he was black. It was some kind of way. I'm going to tell you the name of the movie, and then that's also the name of the book. And I would encourage you, if you have time, if you're interested in that kind of, you know, look back, so to speak, or lens, that it would be a good book to read or a good movie to watch. The Human Stain. It is called The Human Stain. It came out in 2003. It stars Anthony Hopkins and Nicole Kidman. And it was damn good, I would say. Let me see if I can pull up for you guys a clip of, like, you know me and Tom love to do that. We love to have you watch movies with us when we're on the radio. Hilarious. We do it and we're just like, what are we doing? I'm like, well, the audio sounds good. The audio always sounds great. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to, but you know YouTube, how they do, but hold on. All right.
Coleman Silk is a respected professor at the top of his field. But in a moment...
You in car trouble?
Every other day.
Can I give you a lift?
Everything will change.
Wanna come in? Don't fall in love with me, Coleman. You're just a man and a woman.
No.
Can you hear something?
What is it?
It's my ex-husband. You can't go out there. He's crazy.
Yeah, so am I.
The life he's always known.
What do you want?
Let's my wife in there. Get away.
Get your hands off me.
Is being threatened.
Why did you get in your truck?
To get him.
You're going to kill him.
Oh, yes.
He used to beat me up.
I can handle him. I used to be a pretty good boxer.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
And the life he's always kept hidden is surfacing.
I see you, Cole. I see everything. Imagine you kept secrets from me.
You never know.
From Miramax Films and Lakeshore Entertainment.
Lester Farley's not going to just disappear off the face of the earth. This kind of thing is going to happen again, and when it does, you might not be so lucky.
And three-time Academy Award-winning director Robert Benton.
Have you any idea what you're getting into here, Coleman?
She's not from your world. Give her up, and your troubles go away.
How far would you go to escape the past?
It's hard to imagine Coleman constructing his whole life around a lie.
And how much would you risk to protect the future?
The things that restore you can also destroy you.
I know that.
She enough to risk getting killed for?
I'm not afraid of dying.
No!
Don't you look at me like that. I'm your friend, remember?
And act like a friend! Stop judging me and stop judging her!
Anthony Hopkins, Nicole Kidman, Ed Harris, Gary Sinise.
And when this stuff comes back so late in life, completely unexpected, it comes back with such force. There's something I need to tell you.
Tell me, Lane.
When I tell you that, I even forgot that he had beef with the husband. Oh my goodness, I gotta go back and watch this movie, y'all. We should watch it together. That would be cute. So, yeah, the Pope. So this is why I brought it up, because the Pope, you know, TikTok and every other social media thing has their own thing that they're doing with this Leo, the Pope, the papacy, and what is it, Pope Leo the First or something? No, he's not the first, of course not. But Pope Leo, and is it Leo? Why do I keep saying Pope Leo? Yep, Pope Leo, and he is the Pope for which one? It's a X, which is 10, a 1 in front of a 5, which means that's a 4. 14's first steps in American pontiff. Pope Leo's childhood home faces eminent domain as he relocates to a more eminent... Sorry. Reading all this stuff, they're saying that he is... he was of African-American descent, so Well, you know, kudos to him if that's what it is, and that's true. That's fine. There's been black popes before. People were shocked when I told them that. They were like, what? When? And it's like, why not? God created us all. Pope Victor I was from, I can't even tell you what time frame he was in. It was a while ago. It was a while ago. And there's a question here I wrote. How many popes were black? And there were three African popes have led the Catholic Church. Pope Victor, Pope, I can't say this one, I don't want to butcher it, Miltiades, and Pope Gelasius. And they have hundreds of black saints. So yeah, when it comes to popes being of different ethnicities, the Catholic Church does not run from that, but it's not very often either, you know, whatever. So yeah, work is good. Kids are good. Home is still being unpacked. I have to get back to the gym. I don't know if I shared with you guys that I did a run for the CDPHP marathon. It's not a marathon, to be clear. I was using that verbiage and one of my kids was like, so you telling me you about to run 27 miles, mom? And I was like, who the hell? No, absolutely not. Because that's what a marathon is. I think a marathon is like anything more than 20-something miles. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm just doing a run-walk situation. Either way, if you've never done one before, you didn't practice, all you did was a little stretch and a little warm-up, believe me, it will put you in your place. It did that for me. I made it to the finish line. I did it in under an hour. It was a 3.5-mile run-a-walk. And, you know, that's, yeah. I usually do about, it usually takes me about 20 minutes to do an hour, a mile on a treadmill. And I figured with the terrain and the steep hills and all this other stuff that we'd have to go through because we were walking in the city of Albany, that it would take me longer. I actually wrote 2 hours on the paper because I was like, I'm not about to keel over in nobody's streets for what? No. I did wear my Chado Fitness Fit Mind shirt to represent my cousin. Rest in peace. And then, I just did it. I mean, there was a group from, so every department, every, people from Saks Fifth Avenue, people from mental health, from OCFS. It wasn't just New York State Department. It was like, even the financial district was there. It was just like, clothing brands were there. It was beautiful because it was, I mean, it was a sight. I might just throw up a picture or two on the Instagram page that we have for the Thursday afternoon show to show some highlights of that. Why not? And if you never watched or gone to our Instagram page before, it's the WGXC's Thursday show. I have somebody in the chat. Hold on. I love that. I love just going into the thing and seeing people interacting with us. And we had a few story mentions that got shared. That's nice. Yeah, so if you go on there, you can follow us. And you know, we just had a weekend before we had Mother's Day. Hopefully everybody had a good Mother's Day. As you know, Tommy is away. So it's just me out to play by myself. Only for an hour. It's not crazy. But yeah, I'm posting up right now my run, my time. I'm trying to see if I have, I can manage and put more in. I might have a little video in there as well of the run and the walk. It was serious, y'all. I'm telling you. Oh, shout out to Jess Ladin, who also offered to help me by giving me any tips or tricks. For it. I saw a bunch of school board people that I have met in the past. It was interesting. It was something. It wasn't for the week, I gotta tell you that. And it was a beautiful I was up at the egg, but I had never gone to the top. And so that was interesting to be in that area with all those people that I did not know, but we all had similar ambitions, which was great. So yeah, I just put up my time, my steps, the me before, and then a little video, I think, of, not really a video, but a page, a picture of me, or people walking. so you can see the different shirts. So typically anybody who had a division would wear a shirt that would represent them. And I'll tag all the things in it. I have a shirt, so I'll tag the people based on the shirt for next year in case people are interested in getting themselves or their organizations involved, which is cool. So right now the kids, Hudson City School District and a few other districts around, I heard there were some districts in Troy that are not off tomorrow, but they're off Friday. Hudson City School District is off as of tomorrow because these big bad kids are going to be up in here eating me out of house and home, y'all. IDK, I don't know what I'm going to do. Plus, the weather is a little meh. Can y'all believe this weather? Can we just talk about that for a few minutes? Like what? I'm okay with rain. It's spring. I don't expect to not have rain. Rain's helping the gardens. It's helping the plants. It's cleaning the air. I'm all with the rain. What I cannot tolerate and stand is this below 50 degree weather. It is insane. Like right now, the next time we're going to see anything above 60 is going to be Monday of next week. Otherwise, we're looking at low 50s, 40s even at night. Good Lord. Anyway, winter act like she's trying to come back. You ain't coming back home, girl. You done. Yeah. So, the weather speech is over. I'm done talking about the weather. So other than that, I mean, I hope everybody's been having a good week. Last week, I hope you enjoyed the show. There's so many things happening. Let's talk about some events that are taking place in the local area, because I love to bring up events. Tom used to like, we used to do that. We used to do local events and mention things that were happening, which, you know, are interesting and they're good for like everybody to know. So as you all know, let's start with the most top thing. June 14th, 2025. Save the date. The Hudson Flag Day Parade and Festival is happening on a Saturday. Starts at noon. For those that love that day, that's happening. And that is, again, on June 14th. So it's coming up in less than a month. What else is happening? Spark of Hudson is having a writing club starting June 17th at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at 502 Union Street. I think that's great. Let me see what time it is. That's 6, huh? On a Tuesday. You know me, always trying to get myself involved somehow. Lord have mercy. That's a great one. I wonder who's heading that up. I'm trying to see if it's my homegirl Jess or if it's somebody else. I don't know. I guess I'll find out. What else is happening in the area? Let's see. They're still doing Spanish conversations at the Hudson Area Library. That's amazing. I've been in a few of those classes. They're really helpful. The teacher's really great. They're having a film screening and dance. It's happening. Film screening and dance party. Happiness in the Spotlight, the movie, which is happening at Hudson Hall. That's on Friday, May 30th, 2025 at 7 p.m. And, you know, I might want to go to this because my homegirl Rachel is in this. Shout out to Rachel Schulman. Aww. And it's also about the involving the Camp Hill Hudson players for a very special screening of their debut film, Happiness in the Spotlight. That sounds so cute. That's happening. let's see what else is happening here. Memorial Day weekend is coming, so there's a tailgate party. Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Where is this happening at? Earlton Road in Earlton, New York. That's not so local, but I guess it's local. Sort of. Greene County Mental Health is having a youth health fair. Ooh, let's see. Greene County, this is on, let me tell you the dates first. It's May 31st, Saturday from 10 to 2, and it's happening at the historic Catskill Point, which is 1 Main Street, Catskill, New York, 12414. And it is, Greene County, shout out to my friend Moshi, who's a member of the Greene County Youth and Health Department. Greene County Health Public Health is sponsoring our first youth health fair on May 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the historic Catskill Point First Main Street in Catskill, New York. This event is free, open to all. There will be community resources for children and youth and special health care needs, activities, music, and more. Please leave your pets at home. Only registered service animals are allowed. They can't wait to see you. Sounds cute. Let's see what else is going on here. There's quite a bit. Wow. And you know, the thing about this area is I try to call it Twin Counties because I want people to be aware that it's not just all about Hudson, y'all. It's Twin Counties. I am an alumni to Columbia Green, which was also has a sports team of the Twins. And so, you know, for me, Catskill's a part of Columbia County, and hopefully Catskill feels like Columbia County is a part of them also. So I did go over a few local things, but it's not much. Kind of weird. Let me see top. Let's see. I mentioned that last week. I don't know what that is. Yeah, so I would say to go to your events page on your Facebook, and you can look up all the local events that you want to go to. They start all the way down here, and they go all the way up to Schenectady, y'all, and beyond. So, and that would be on the menu button of your Facebook page. Once you hit that menu button, you should see events, memories, save things, marketplace, and a bunch of other tabs, and you can find it that way. Tom liked when I told people how to get there. He thought that was a good way to do it because not everybody knows how to get there. What else? Do I have news? Do I have good news? Do I have great news? Okay, so I'll tell you about a resource that we have. A friend of mine, I told I would shout it out on the radio, and I will do that. So Rebecca Purserer, I'm hoping I said your name right, Rebecca. Shout out to Rebecca Purserer, who just took on the, I'm going to tell you her title. Let's see. She sent me an email. We've been chatting. Let me just go back here. So if you've ever heard of Workforce Investment, you know that it is a state-run program, and it involves unemployment, but more than that too, it involves youth, summer youth, which is something that the youth around in Columbia County rely on to get money for and get job experience and to kind of do something with their summers other than sit around and laze about. It's a really great program, and Rebecca is now the director of that program after running it for a few years. I've known about it since I was a youth. And then some of my kids got involved, as well as now when I was also a part of Rolling Grocer as an operations manager, we made sure that we had summer youth involved in Rolling Grocer. I don't know if they're still continuing that tradition, but either way, I encourage most businesses to consider it to be a resource. Not only are you helping out a family and a youth gain knowledge and experience, but you're also meeting your community. Every time we had a summer youth person come, that we meet their family. Their family start to come because, you know, their kid is there working and they've never heard of this place. And so they like start to come by. And next thing you know, we have new customers. We've extended our family by way of employment. Even though it's only for a summer, they keep coming back. They visit. They tell people. It's such a good feeling program. Another part of the workforce investment, which is amazing, is they have resume help. They have the apprenticeship journeyman programs that you can get into, which they'll help you figure out. You don't have to be on unemployment to go to that place as a resource. It is there for the entire community, Columbia and Greene counties. And it's located at 440023 in Greenport, New York, which is the mailing is Hudson and the physical is Hudson, but it's actually in Greenport, which is kind of weird. But it's at the college. So it's at the Columbia Green College. If you're coming in from Hudson, past the Stewart's, it is not the first entrance, but the second. So you'd have to make like a weird right turn. But if you're coming from like Greenport or Claverack, that direction, Acre, or all, you know, like not Acre, but what am I thinking of? Like Gallatin, Copeg, you'd make the first left and you'd go in, and it's that first parking lot. It's also the same parking lot where they do the motorcycle lessons and things like that in. So in that building is that first building to the left. It has a parking lot entrance to it. It's the only building that actually has a parking lot entrance to it. And again, Rebecca and the whole team that's there is really helpful and supportive of the residents of Columbia and Greene County. Remember, you have unemployment services there. You have youth workforce investment in there. You have youth services in there. I mean, they offer so many trainings and programs. if you wanted to kind of figure out if you could get like a certificate for like Excel or something like that. They even have employer programs. So like if you're an employer and you have employees and you want to kind of give them a boost up, you could sign them up to the programs that are at Workforce Investment. And they're actually remote programs that would give your employees the opportunity to learn something and benefit without having to pay. It's amazing. So when Roland Gross and I, we were doing it, we gave the employees at that time the option to take CPR classes, which of course you'd have to go in person for, but then Excel, spreadsheets, PowerPoint, most of those classes were done remote, keyboarding, any cybersecurity. There were so many classes that they offered simply because we were employers in Columbia County and we were willing to give our employees this benefit. There were some more caveats to it, but all I remember is that it was free education. And for me, that is the most expensive thing that you could ever want. And to have it free, wow. So yeah, Workforce Investment at Columbia Green Community College. Great resource. I only have a few minutes left. You've been listening to Thursday Afternoon Show, WJXC's 90.7 FM, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. I'm your host, Sila G. Tommy D is away. And it's almost the top of the hour. I'm going to head out. I have dishes to do. No, I don't have dishes. The kids did that. But I do want to cook. And if you know me, you know I love to cook. I'm going to play a song to get you out of here. I'm trying to think of something cute. Oh, I love this one. I love some Barris. Now, mind you, I didn't start off with Barris. I started off with a little bit more, you know. But I'll end with a little Barris. It's a good one. Hope you guys have a good night. See you next week. Bye.
Close the deal. Let's close the deal. Hey. underestimating my woman, not taking her out, working too hard, and now she's gone off with a stranger, someone I don't even know. I should have taken her out every once in a while, dinner together on the fancy style, show her a life that's all worthwhile. Now I guess I gotta walk an extra mile, I could be myself. Out there in the crowd, when my friends all ask me, where is your woman? Long time I don't see. Now I've got to think fast, gotta use my head, give a good story and make sure they buy my version of the situation. Although I don't want to lie, I'm gonna do this once. See my reputation sinking in a distance. If they knew the truth that really existed, then my little sanity would be wasted. I could be myself. Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. I could be myself. Oh, Lord. Person that told me they should realize that it's gonna destroy my position. Remember, I'm a name brand. Though I really wanna hear a little news now and then, this is not what I expect to hear from my friend. I'm disappointed. But now I've got to say, I should have held it tight every once in a while. Take it to dinner on the fancy style. Show her a life that's all worthwhile. Now I know I gotta walk an extra mile. I could beat myself. Oh, yeah, now. I could beat myself. Oh, Lord, I could beat myself. Ooh, I could beat myself. Oh,
the whisper of our voices. Oh, All day long now, all day long.